Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of UBS, I would like to welcome you to the KBTK 9 months 2010 IFRS Statement Conference. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode until we conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. If anyone should require operator assistance during the call, please press star followed by zero on your telephone keypad. And just to remind you all, this conference call is being recorded. With that, I would now like to hand over to your chairperson, Investor Relations Manager, Mr. Anton Rumyantsev. Please begin your meeting, and I will be standing by.
Good evening, good day, and good morning to anyone. We are glad today to speak with you and present you our financial results for the third quarter and for 9 months. The presentation will be made by Eduard Alexeyenko, who is the first deputy CEO, and we also have Ivan Gebtin in line, who is the deputy CEO for sales, and me, Anton Rumyantsev. Presentation will be made in Russian by Eduard Alexeyenko, and I will be translating to all English-speaking attendants. So I'll just pass the word to Eduard, and we'll translate. Eduard, please.
Калкульбахская топливная компания – одна из быстрорастущих угольных предприятий, добывающих энергетические марки угля в России, Западной Сибири.
Kuzbass Fuel Company, Kuzbasskaya Toplivnaya Company, is one of the fastest-growing thermal coal producers in Russia and a major supplier of coal in Western Siberia. So it is the page 5 for all those who are not in line on webcast.
Компания была образована в 2000 году. И за этот период было построено с нуля три угледобывающих предприятия, и резервы компании на 2009 год составили 409 миллионов тонн энергетического угля.
The company was established in year 2000. From this time it launched from the greenfield free open pit mines, and now the reserves of the company now the resources of the company are about 409 million of tons of thermal coal.
В 2009 году мы добыли 6,1 миллион тонн угля, что позволило нам занять шестую позицию по объему добычи. И в этом году мы планируем добыть 6,8 миллионов.
Last year, we have produced 6.1 million of tons of thermal coal, which gave us the sixth place for production volumes in Russia. And for this year, our production plan is 6.8 million of tons.
За 10 лет мы также построили собственную дистрибьюторскую сеть в западносибирском регионе, которая реализует уголь в розницу и продает 3 миллиона тонн угля.
During 10 past years we have built the extensive retail network in Western Siberia, which helps us to sell coal to retail customers.
За 10 лет нами была построена вся производственная инфраструктура, способная добывать 11 миллионов тонн в год, для чего необходимо приобрести горнотранспортное оборудование и построить три обогатительные фабрики, одна из которых была сдана 24 августа 2010 года.
We are now turning to page 6. The company has established most of its infrastructure required to sustain production at the level of structural capacity, which is 11 million of tons per year. And the further expansion will be based on existing open pit mines and will require further investments in production equipment and construction of three enrichment facilities, one, the first of each, has been constructed and launched at August 24th this year.
Для выхода на проектную мощность нам необходимо 317 миллионов долларов, что позволит получить 11 миллионов тонн добычи, из них 62% высококачественного угля с высокой маржинальной доходностью.
For the further expansion, we will need 317 million of US dollars of capital expenditures to be spent, and this will help us to reach in year 2015 11 million of tons of coal production, from which 62% will be represented by enriched high-quality coal, which is typically has higher margin than ordinary coal.
Теперь позвольте перейти к итогам третьего квартала 2010 года.
So now we will turn to results of the third quarter of 2010. And they are represented on the page 8.
В третьем квартале 2010 года объем добычи угля увеличился на 52% по сравнению со вторым кварталом текущего года и составил 1,9 миллионов тонн угля.
In the third quarter of 2010, our coal production increased by 52% quarter on quarter to 1.9 million of tons.
Объем рассортированного угля вырос по сравнению с предыдущим кварталом на 33% и достиг 1,2 миллиона тонн, что выше уровня предыдущего года на 34%.
The volume of coal sorted during the third quarter increased by 33% quarter on quarter to 1.2 million of tons, and this volume has been 34% higher than the volume which has been sorted in the third quarter of 2009.
В результате увеличения добычи за 9 месяцев 2010 года нами было реализовано 5,8 миллионов тонн угля.
Now we turn into page 9. Because of increased volumes of coal production, we have managed to sell about 5.8 million of tons of coal during 9 months.
Из них 1,3 миллиона тонн было приобретено нами у других производителей угля и реализовано на внутреннем рынке.
From which 1.3 million of tons has been purchased from the third parties and then resold on domestic market.
54% или 3,2 миллиона тонн было реализовано на внутреннем рынке.
54% or 3.2 million of tons has been sold on Russian market.
И 46%, либо 2,6 миллиона тонн на экспортных рынках. И в этом году, по итогам года, мы планируем реализовать на экспортных рынках 3,7 миллиона тонн угля.
46% of 5.8 million of tons sold in these 9 months has been exported, so it's about 2.6 million of tons. And for the total year, according to the management forecast, the sales volume will reach 3.7 million of tons of coal.
Средняя цена реализации в третьем квартале составила 1010 рублей, что на 7% выше второго квартала 2010 года.
So now we are turning to page 10, and the average realized price in the third quarter has been up by 7% quarter on quarter, and it reached 1,010 rubles per ton of coal.
Причем цена на экспортных рынках выросла на 12,7% и на внутреннем на 3%.
The average realized price on export market have increased by 12.7% in the third quarter to the second quarter, and on internal market the price growth quarter on quarter was 3%.
перейдем к производственным затратам, представленным на 11 слайде.
Now we'll turn to the analysis of our production costs, which are represented on slide 11.
Как и при презентации полугодия, мы говорили, что снизится коэффициент с крыши. Таким образом, за счет роста объема добычи коэффициент с крыши был снижен на 32% и составил 7,2 куба на тонну добычи.
Okay. As we have forecasted on our last conference call, which we held for the financial results of the first half of this year, the volume of stripping has decreased, and the stripping ratio the volume of stripping ratio have decreased because of growth of coal production. Stripping ratio decreased by 32% quarter on quarter, and its average number for the third quarter composed 7.2.
Данный факт позволил снизить затраты на производство на 37%, и что составляет 471 рубль на тонну.
The stripping ratio fall helped us to decrease production cash cost per one ton of coal. This decrease was about 37% quarter on quarter, and the production cash cost for a ton of coal produced in the third quarter was on the level of 471 rubles per ton of coal.
За счет роста спроса на внутреннем рынке, увеличения цены на экспортных рынках, роста объемов реализации, наша выручка выросла на 44% и составила за третий квартал 4 миллиарда, что выше уровня предыдущего аналогичного периода этого года на 44%.
Okay, now we are turning to brief analysis of our financial highlights. Growth of sales and the seasonal increase of demand on domestic market, as well as a growth of average realized price on export market, help us to earn about 4 billion of rubles of revenue. And this figure was 44% higher than a revenue of the second quarter of this year. So this is page 13.
Благодаря росту вышеуказанных показателей, EBITDA составила 685 миллионов рублей, что выше аналогичного периода прошлого года на 19%.
Because of influence, the positive influence of all of these factors, EBITDA for the third quarter of 2010 increased significantly to 683 million of rubles, and this figure was 19% higher than the figure of the third quarter of the last year.
Причем во втором квартале данный показатель составлял лишь 12 миллионов рублей.
Yes, and in the second quarter of this year, EBITDA has been only 12 million of rubles.
В третьем квартале 2010 года была получена чистая прибыль в размере 349 миллионов рублей по сравнению с убытком 275 миллионов во втором квартале. И данный показатель выше на 56% уровня 2009 года.
In the third quarter of 2010, the company earned 349 million of rubles of net profit, as against of net loss of 275 million of rubles in the second quarter of this year. And compared to the third quarter of 2009, net profit of this quarter has been up by 56%.
На 14-м слайде показано, что выручка росла во всех основных сегментах рынка, причем на внутреннем рынке выручка выросла в 2-3 раза за счет увеличения сезонного спроса.
On the page 14, you can see that all major segments of KTK business have increased. And especially strong growth was recorded in the segment of domestic sales. And this, the revenue for the third quarter of this year has been 2.3 times higher than the revenue of this segment in the second quarter of this year. And this strong growth happened because of seasonality of thermal coal demand in Russia.
При росте выручки на 44% затраты компании выросли на 22%, причем коммерческие административные расходы в третьем квартале были снижены на 10% к уровню второго квартала.
The increase of production and sales, which is shown on page 15, the increase of production and sale volumes resulted in 22% growth of cost of sales to 3.1 billion of rubles. But at the same time, commercial and administrative expenses were cut by 10% quarter on quarter.
Чистый долг по компании по итогам третьего квартала составил 2,3 миллиарда, что на 12% ниже уровня второго квартала. Кроме того, мы и в дальнейшем не планируем увеличивать чистый долг до конца текущего года.
On the page 16, you can see that our net debt as at the end of reporting period have composed 2.3 billion of rubles, and it has fallen by 12% quarter on quarter. The company does not envisage significant increase in the borrowings till the end of 2010.
За третий квартал 2010 года 572 миллиона было направлено на инвестиции, причем за 9 месяцев были выполнены все основные объемы инвестиционных расходов, и в четвертом квартале мы планируем в основном осуществлять только предоплаты за оборудование 2011 года.
Please turn to page 17. During the third quarter of 2010, the volume of CAPEX composed 572 million of rubles. And during 9 months of this year, we have actually invested the major part of our investment program. And the capital expenditures, which we will have in the fourth quarter of this year, will be mainly represented by advance payment for the production equipment, which we will receive in 2011.
Теперь пару слов о четвертом квартале, что мы планируем сделать. В четвертом квартале мы и далее планируем увеличивать объемы добычи на 15%, что позволит нам добыть в этом году 6,8 миллионов. Кроме того, за счет обогатительной фабрики, которая, как я говорил, была сдана в августе, мы планируем получить 200 тысяч тонн высококалорийного угля.
In the fourth quarter of this year, we plan to increase our production volumes, which is actually shown on page 18. So, and we plan that our production volumes will rise at least by 15%, and this will help us to reach our production target for this year, which is on the level of 6.8 million of tons of coal. As we have already told, our enrichment facility, which has been commissioned in August this year, will help us to receive enriched coal, and we think that its volume, its production volume till the end of the year will be about 200,000 of tons of coal, of high quality coal.
Стоимость угля на экспортных рынках будет расти минимум на 10% к второму кварталу 2010 года, и рост по внутреннему рынку составит от 3 до 5%.
It just was a mistake by Eduard for all Russian-speaking listeners. I will just translate and correct it. We plan to that our export prices for the fourth quarter of this year will exceed export prices of the third quarter at least by 10%. And as for internal market, we think that the increase in prices will be from 3 to 5% quarter on quarter.
За счет роста стоимости угля, снижения затрат на производство и реализацию продукции, за счет снижения, дальнейшего снижения коэффициентов крыши, мы планируем увеличить доходность по компании в четвертом квартале.
Based on predicted dynamics of price growth and as a result of planned growth of production, we think that the total profitability of our business will increase in the fourth quarter of this year.
Все основное, что я хотел сказать о результатах третьего квартала, теперь готовы ответить на любые вопросы.
So briefly, it's all that we wanted to tell you about concerning the results of the third quarter of this year. And now we will be happy to answer your question. And Michael, could we now turn to questions and answers session?
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. To cancel your question, please press the hash or pound key. Once again, that's star 1 to register and the hash or pound key to cancel. Our first question comes from a line of Nikolai Sosnovsky. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company and location.
Yeah, good day. It's Nikolai Sosnovsky from Uralsib Capital, Moscow. I've got basically several brief questions. First of all, on pricing. Assuming that you have already booked some volumes for 2011, I suppose, could you please provide some pricing outlook going into the first quarter, maybe? The second question is about your processing facilities. What's currently happening with your first plant? Are you happy with its performance, and what's the current total cash cost per ton of final product? And the third question is, are you still fine with your 2011 production outlook? Any changes, or you maybe you could reaffirm this this number at present? Thank you.
Hi, Nikolai. Thank you for your questions. I will spend some time to translate it and receive answer from management, and I return back to you. Thank you.
Would you like to move to the next question, sir?
No. We will just prepare and tell the answer. One.
Okay.
Please.
Thank you.
So for the first question, the answer will be from Ivan Gevtin, who is Deputy CEO for Sales, and I will translate.
Мы прогнозируем уровень цен на рынках, как для нас традиционных, экспортных и внутренних. В 2011 году к уровню 2010 года внутренний рынок плюс 20% в среднем, и по экспортным поставкам плюс 25-30%. Это 2011 год к 2010 в среднем.
We've landed on our traditional markets, both export and internal. We will be able to receive higher prices in 2011 compared to 2010. We think that on domestic markets, the increase of the prices year over the year will be about 20%. And as for export markets, we think that the increase of prices will be in range from 25% to 30% year over year. And now we will turn to next question.
Что касается обогатительной фабрики, как я уже сказал, она в этом году мы переработаем. В этом году объем товарного угля, полученного с обогатительной фабрики, составит 200 тысяч тонн. На следующий год мы планируем переработать 2 миллиона, что является ее проектной мощностью. И товарного угля получить с обогатительной фабрики 700 тысяч тонн. Если говорить о качестве, то качество получаемого угля находится в проектных показателях. Это по сортовым маркам угля зольность составляет 8-9%, и по отсеву зольность составляет от 11-13%.
Okay. As for our enrichment plant, as Eduard have already told, our estimated volume of production of coal which we'll receive this year will be 200,000 of enriched coal. And as for 2011, according to our estimations, we will be able to enrich 2 million of tons of coal as an input. So it is the design capacity of the enrichment plant. And as for the product, as for the output, we think that we will be able to receive about 700,000 of tons of enriched coal. The quality of output of the enrichment plant lies within the borders of the project. For the sorted coal, its ash content varies from 8-9%, and for screenings, it varies from 11-13%. We also now comment about cash costs of enriching of coal.
Что касается кэш-костов по переработке данного угля, то полностью весь технологический цикл, включая транспортировку разубоженной горной массы на обогатительную фабрику, ее переработка, транспортирование на угольный склад отгрузки, будет составлять 7 долларов на тонну. Это и есть себестоимость данного угля, так как ранее мы данный уголь вывозили в отвал и просто выбрасывали.
As for cash cost of production of this enriched coal, so the total cost, which consists of transporting the input material to the enrichment plant, enriching it and transporting it to the warehouse, this total cost give us about $7 per ton of coal. It is worth of noting that as we enrich the diluted rock material and high ash coal, which have been previously dumped as a waste, $7 per ton is the only cash cost that we have for these volumes of coal. And now we'll turn to the third question, and I will just have 1 minute to translate it to management.
Что касается объемов производства на следующий год, мы планируем добыть 7,5 миллионов тонн, из них 700 тысяч будет получено с обогатительной фабрики, я это уже сказал. Поэтому планы мы не меняли на 2011 год.
We are retaining our plans, which have been previously sounded to investors on IPO, that we will plan to produce about 7.5 million of tons of coal in year 2011, from which 700,000 of tons will be received from our first enrichment plant. So, Nikolai, if you have yes, we will just turn to the next question, if you don't mind.
Okay, everything is pretty clear. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from a line of Sergei Donskoy. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company and location.
Hello, it's Sergei Donskoy, Troika Dali, Moscow. Thank you for the conference call. My congratulations on a good set of results. A few questions from me. First of all, a follow-up on the first question asked by Nikolai regarding your contracts for Asia and Europe in 2011. Your guidance sounds pretty upbeat, but could you provide some clarity if you have already signed any contracts for Asia and Europe, and at what level those contracts would be for your customers in Poland and Asia on DEF and CPT terms for first quarter next year, for first half next year, just to give some more color on that front. Second question. When would you expect to commission the second washing facility, Kanes number 2? Is it going to be end of next year, or there will be some delays? And finally, could you provide some guidance for production cost inflation in 2011 in year-on-year terms for the total cash cost or separately for some key lines like salaries, services, as you find it more convenient, and also small follow up on your price guidance. When you were talking about a 20% increase in prices for domestic market and 25-30% increase in prices of first markets, in what terms you are talking, in terms of ruble prices or dollar prices? And if that was a ruble price, what are your assumptions of dollar ruble exchange rate? Thank you.
Hi, Sergei. Thank you very much for your questions. They are understandable. We'll now just have a brief discussion and translation.
Сергей, добрый день. То, что касается контрактов следующего года, мы в настоящее время находимся в процессе завершения переговоров и подписания контрактов, поэтому сегодня назвать конкретные окончательные условия мы не можем, так как это переговорный процесс и определенная коммерческая тайна. Значит, но мы можем сказать уверенно, что порядка 4,5 миллионов экспорта мы будем иметь в твердых контрактах на следующий год. Соотношение примерно азиатский рынок и рынок Европы в большей степени, это Восточная Европа, Польша, Чехия, Румыния, примерно около 2 миллионов восток и в 2,5 миллиона Европы. Вот. Уровень цены мы как бы ориентир уже назвали. Мы считаем, что сможем продать к уровню текущего года, к уровню действующих контрактов, плюс 25-30%. То, что касается курса доллара при контрактах, которые мы использовали там для ориентира цены, это текущий курс Центробанка, порядка 30-31 доллар, как бы, рубль за доллар. Вот, соответственно, порядка миллиона тонн у нас в качестве ресурса останется для спотовых сделок.
Для экспортного ресурса имеется? Для
экспортного ресурса, да. Остальное будет на внутренний рынок продано.
Okay.
Okay. I will translate it to other audience. So we are now currently in the process of negotiations. That's why we can't tell you much details because we are bounded by confidentiality agreements with our partners. But what we can say just now is that we will have a firm contract for 4.5 million of tons for next year, so we are now contracting them, and the structure of export of these 4.5 million of tons will be structured in the following way. 2 million of tons will be exported to Asian partners, and 2.5 million of tons we plan to export to our to Europe, mainly to Eastern Europe. And as for the exchange rate of ruble to dollar, so our forecast of 25-30% growth to this year is based on the current exchange rate by Central Bank of Russia, so it's about 31 ruble for dollar. And in addition to this 4.5 million of tons which we are firmly contracting, we will have about 1 million of tons for spot deals, which we'll be able maybe to sell in next year.
Теперь, Сергей, что касается кэш-костов по добыче. Как мы и ранее говорили, что в связи с изменением горно-геологических условий в этом году наши косты вырастут на 3 доллара и погоду составит 17,5. Если говорить о затратах в следующем году, то существенных условий, изменений горно-геологических условий в следующем году у нас не будет. Поэтому на затраты будут влиять только инфляционные процессы и изменения стоимости входящих ресурсов и заработной платы. Поэтому, ну вот, сколько это, инфляция это составит, столько и будет.
Sergey, as for cash costs and our estimations for the future, we retain our forecast for this year that we think that they will increase by about $3 per ton to the level of $17.5 per ton of coal for average for this year. And as for year 2011, we are not estimating any significant change in mining in mining options, and that's why we think that the production cash costs will be mainly driven by inflation, and which will influence payrolls and different materials and services which we purchase. That's why we think that our production cash costs will be changing with inflation.
Что касается второй обогатительной фабрики, то ввод в эксплуатацию мы планируем на 2012 год, на середину 2012 года. Мы немного сдвинули пуск в эксплуатацию данной фабрики, что прежде всего связано с более глубокой проработкой технологии переработки угля на виноградовском разрезе. И мы бы хотели учесть все, ну нельзя сказать ошибки, но какие-то провести опыты всех углей на первой обогатительной фабрике и уже сделать проект на основании полученного опыта. Исходя из этого, повторюсь, что середина 2012 года.
Okay, we plan to commence our second enrichment facility in the middle of year 2012. We have slightly rescheduled its the date of and the period of its construction, because firstly we want to make a better understanding and what equipment and what actually what design of the enrichment plant we will need to get on this second enrichment facilities. And the next reason is that we want to use all the experience of enriching of the coal on the first enrichment plant and the results of all the tests of enrichment of all types of coal which we made on this first enrichment plant to make the best variant and the most effective enrichment process on this second enrichment facility, which will be constructed near Vinogradovsky open pit mine.
It's all pretty clear. Thank you. Just one more thing, maybe. Given this delay of about half a year in commissioning and construction of Kanes number 2, should we expect about same delay in construction and launch of the dense medium washing plant, which I think was supposed to be launched somewhere towards the end of 2012?
Да, Сергей, также.
Yeah, you are right. We think that the rescheduling will influence the simultaneous rescheduling of launch of this of our third enrichment density plant.
Ну, я хочу добавить просто, там даже сдвижка обогатительных фабрик никак не должна повлиять на объемы добычи угля, так как недополучение какой-то массы из-за более позднего ввода обогатительных фабрик мы просто добавим непосредственно добычи угля.
So, but what we want to add is that the delay in commissioning of our enrichment plants will not influence the production plants, and the volume which will not be commissioned because of delay will be mined and will be produced and sold in right of mine version or maybe in sorted version.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you, Sergey.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that's star 1 to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. Our next question comes from the line of Sergey Krivokidzin. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company and location.
Hello, gentlemen. This is Sergey Krivokidzin from Alpha Bank Moscow. Congratulations with good results. Two questions on my side. First of all, about the prices. As shown on slide 11 of your presentation, you currently have a pretty significant discount of your realized export price to the benchmark. Do you think that this gap will narrow after commissioning of your enrichment plant? And if yes, by how? And another question is basically a follow-up on your production plans. You said that you don't change your production forecast for the next year, 7.5 million tons of raw coal, but on at the same time you expect production volumes to rise to 2.2 million tons in the fourth quarter of this year. Basically, this means the annual run rate of about 9 million tons. So could you just clarify on that, and could you expect some decrease in quarterly production next year comparing to the fourth quarter of this year? Thank you.
Sergey, could I just clarify the last part of your questions? Do you mean that that our average quarterly production in year 2011 will be lower than production in the forecasted fourth quarter of this year? Am I correct?
Exactly, Anton.
Ah, okay, Sergey. We will get back to you in 1 minute.
Во-первых, что касается бенчмарков, которые мы показывали, на данном слайде приведен один из бенчмарков, это Сифара. Сифара, естественно, показывается на 6000 калорий, и средняя цена здесь указана по восточному рынку в основном. Поэтому калорийность на восточном рынке составляет от 5150 до 5500. Это первый вопрос. Это разница в калорийности. Во-вторых, на западный рынок мы везем на условиях DAF, это граница Польши, либо там Белоруссии, либо порт. Соответственно, фрахта здесь нет никакого. Что касается восточного направления, действительно есть здесь некоторые расхождения, но, во-первых, здесь указана средняя стоимость с учетом контрактов, подписанных еще в 2008 году. Кроме того, ФОП Индонезия включает в себя перегрузку в порту. Перегрузка в порту на сегодняшний день составляет $15. А у нас данная стоимость показана на CPT. Соответственно, вычитая от $80 по ФОП Индонезия $15, вы как раз получите эти наши цены.
I will translate now. What we are showing on the page where we are showing benchmarks with our virtualized prices are two benchmarks. CIF ERA, which is based on 6,000 kilocalories, and FOB Indonesia, which is based on, actually, it's very similar to our coal. If you look at CIF ERA, as it is based on the coal of higher calorific value, we need first to make a certain discount on the calorific value of our coal, which is actually from 1,015 kilocalories to from 5.15 kilocalories to 5,500 kilocalories. And the next question that is should be considered about CIF ERA is that on western direction we are making shipments on the DAF basis to the border with Poland, so we don't bear any freight costs, which also should be added to receive the similar costs to compare it with CIF ERA. As for Indonesia, we are comparing it with FOB Indonesia benchmark, which contains port processing costs. We think that the average port processing costs for Port Vostochny are on the level of $15 per ton. So if we add these port costs to our price, for example, $64, which has been recorded for the last quarter, we will receive the very similar price. So, and as for the next question, please, one moment.
Ну, к сожалению, горные работы вести просто умножением нельзя. Поэтому данный факт вообще в первую очередь связан с технологией производства и с ритмичностью отработки вскрышных работ. Поэтому, исходя из этого, те вскрышные объемы вскрышных работ, которые нами были сделаны как раз во втором квартале, когда у нас были результаты более низкие, чем в этом году, что позволило в этом квартале, что позволило нам увеличить объем добычи в третьем и четвертом квартале. Соответственно, в следующем году невозможно данный уровень оставить на существующий на уровне четвертого квартала.
For your second question about the volume of average quarterly production, it is actually it's typical for mining industry that we can't keep the our production. It's typical for coal mining industry. We can't keep our production always on the highest levels because, for example, our strong growth of production in the third and fourth quarter forecasted will be based on partly on the stripping ratio, on the stripping processing work which we have made in the second quarter of this year when we have weak results on production. Simultaneously, in the next year, we also will have some periods of time when our production rate will be low and some period of time when we will strongly increase our production. So it's just the typical interim fluctuations in our productions, which will be quite similar for our in future.
Для того, чтобы в полном объеме это все посмотреть, необходимо профиля горных работ просто посмотреть. Кому интересно, мы готовы принять и показать все это на горной документации.
So, to understand it in more details, you need to look at our production technical documentation, and we will be glad to show you it if you will come to us, and we invite everybody.
Thank you very much. We will.
Okay.
Our next question is a follow-up question from the line of Sergey Donskoy. Please go ahead with your question. Your line is open.
Oh, yes, thank you. Just small... No, this will be the last one, I believe.
You are active as always. Thank you very much for your questions.
Okay, just small follow-up. What is currently your delivery cost to CPT Vostochny and Poland in dollars per ton, and what inflation do you expect in those transportation costs next year? Thank you.
35 на Восточный и 45 на в Польшу. Сейчас.
Currently we have about $35 per ton of transporting to Port Vostochny and $45 per ton of transporting to the border of Poland on DAF basis. And as for our forecast on next year on the inflation of these costs.
Я бы не сказал, что inflation тяжело сейчас прогнозировать стоимость данного показателя, но здесь можно сказать, что инфраструктурная составляющая увеличится на 8%, а что касается платы за пользование вагонов, может несколько больше увеличиться. Сейчас точно не можем спрогнозировать данный показатель, но это не в разы, естественно.
It's pretty hard to forecast now the inflation of these costs for the next year because of the peculiarities of the market, but we can forecast that as for infrastructure payments for Russian railroads, the inflation will be about 8% year over year.
Ну, для себя могу сказать, что мы прогнозируем 39-40 – это восточный, и 49-50 – это Польша.
And as for our internal forecast, we think that in next year we will get about from 39% to 40% per ton. From 39 to 40 US dollars per ton of transportation cost to Port Vostochny, and for about 49-50 US dollars per ton for Western shipments. We think that the overall inflation of the cost will be in the range of 10 to 11% year over year in next year.
Thank you. All's clear.
Okay, thank you, Sergey.
We have no further questions. I'll hand the conference back to you. Would you like to close the presentation now, sir?
If we have no further questions, we will be glad to thank all of attendance.